Welcome back to the new hour of Positively Constitutional. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Again, I'd like to thank Darren Weeks of Govern America, the show that directly precedes our show. Our show is on every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. till noon. I also like to thank Todd McGreevy of Common Sense Revisited. His excellent show follows ours at noon every Saturday. And we're going to take our next caller here. Lark is our expert on communitarianism. Lark, are you with me?
Yes. Good morning, Phil.
Morning, Lark. How are you today?
Oh, my. I've had one cup of coffee. I'm ready for another. But as you know, I drink doubles.
Well, I've already had my six cups of coffee this morning. So, you know, I'm wound up and ready to go. It's nice to see the sun shining outside here in Dallas, Texas. Maybe it'll warm up a little bit. Boy, the weather's been really lousy.
Well, I think we're on our way. I think when spring is in the air, which I think it is, we're just really on the edge, then it has a way of renewing our spirits, I think.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Life begins anew. So
absolutely.
Anyway, I naturally welcome the conversation, the dialogue that you're promoting. I remember when I first started studying this phenomenon back in 2006 and then went through the experience of being involved in a presidential election campaign with the Texas primary and Ron Paul's candidacy.
Mm-hmm.
And I understood that I was a neophyte, and I knew that for many years, really, I had turned rather a blind eye to the whole political process. And also recognized, too, that there were quite a few others that you and I both were associated with that were also rather green when it came to the political process. And so it was a time of awakening, and it was a time of new experience, and it was a good thing. It was disappointing for many of us. But I also remember how I felt so alone in trying to get this message out about communitarianism, because I mean, I can't ever really style myself as an expert. Just a person who's been exceedingly fascinated by this thing and how it was able to be instituted in America under the radar screen of most Americans. Do you feel the same?
Absolutely. And, you know, one of my my friends, you know, sent me this wild conspiracy theory a while back. And, of course, you know, it sounded so ludicrous that, you know, you hardly give it thought. And then I was reading a book last week by Elizabeth Croft on how she clobbered all the cash confiscatory agencies known to man. And in it, it has a quote from, I'm trying to think of his name. I've just had a...
the book from Elizabeth, by Elizabeth Croft?
Well, the book by Elizabeth Croft, it talks about the Bilderberg Group and some comments that were made by, who does all our foreign policy? I wanted to know.
Somebody in the modern era, or?
Yes. He's still politically active, and he's, you know, he negotiated the Vietnam War's conclusion, and Henry Kissinger. That's
yes.
Who I'm trying to think of. Okay. The quote was from Henry Kissinger. His name just evaded me for some reason. Like I say, I could hear his voice talking to you.
you do it well. You've got the voice for it.
monotone. And in any case, apparently Henry Kissinger at the Bilderberger Group made the comment that we wouldn't have a one-world government until there was some unifying event like an alien invasion that would bring everyone together in the world. And that was the conspiracy theory that my friend had sent me, that Henry Kissinger was running around the world talking to all the government leaders that there was going to be this alien invasion, and this would drive all the countries to join the new one world government. So you're listening to Positively Unconstitutional. We've got to go back to break. We'll be back with Lark talking about communitarian in just a few minutes.
Every day is the weekend I stay up, so I sleep in. Hey, every day there's a reason I just do it all over again.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition. Shentrition.com or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. We're talking with our caller Lark today about communitarianism. And Lark, I wanted to point out to people that you've been studying this for 4 years. I'm relatively new on the scene. I never even heard the word communitarianism until about a year ago. And we're both late coming to the party because it appears to me that this all started back in at least back in 1992, when they, officially rolled out the plans for this at the Rio Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro, and when Maurice Strong commented that his job was to close down every factory in the world because the environmentalists wanted to save Mother Earth, and of course this is back to the collectivist groupthink that Mother Earth is more important than the individual, and the individual must sacrifice his rights so that we can save Mother Earth. And the group or the state is so smart that they have to protect us all from ourselves, that they need all power. And this has been rolled out through the Municipal League, whereby they have these facilitators that show up in our municipal governments to gather consensus to, create all these barriers to things and to take away, the individual's right in order to foment the new one world government's new religion, which is, the worship of Mother Earth.
Well, that's certainly true. I try to grasp it from a longer lens, though, and in a historical perspective, we could go back actually 3,000 years or more, or we could begin in the 20th century, where how we got to this point. But in the modern era, I like to begin it from 1884 with the chartering by the Crown of the Fabian Society in England. And, of course, the Fabian Society was named for Fabius, who was the Roman general who finally wore down Hannibal's army during the Peloponnesian Wars and finally destroyed his army, thereby ridding Rome of the threat that was posed by Hannibal during that time.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Hannibal was a Phoenician. He came from what we read in history were the sea peoples, so-called. These were people that they were seafarers, and they independently settled ports of call around the world and developed trade, bringing in resource items that people wanted. They were of the same group of people as Marco Polo, who developed the spice trade with China.
Mm-hmm.
They were the same group of people that basically the way they operated is they took control of navigable ports in less civilized way stations around the world. And they came to prominence because they were able to eventually control trade. Now, there's a real good historical perspective that you can read about the so-called syndicalists and what a syndic is. And, of course, we know the word today as a syndicate. So what I see that happened in America is that we really had the people from Europe who assumed a divine right, a certain special prerogative, that they were somehow ordained by God to be kings and rulers over men. And they were constantly battling to maintain their control and increase their wealth, these various constituencies, the people around them, the king's courts, his courtiers, his merchants. But yes, the Fabians are the ones that in the modern era were the ones essentially working for the bankers and for the throne of England.
Now, when you refer to the crown, who are you referring to exactly?
The crown is actually the state. It is the state. It is the center of the British Empire, which is still with us today and never went away.
Now, my understanding of the crown is that the crown refers to the crown temple.
Yes.
And the crown temple refers to the chancery of the Knights Templar in London.
That's correct.
And the Knights Templar derive their power directly from the Pope. And that the Crown Temple is effectively the parent of all legal societies and bar associations throughout the world. And that the lawyers, these attorneys and lawyers of the Crown Temple, effectively pass the laws to the bar associations, who then write the bills, which are handed to our elected officials, to become law. And this is how they have so, managed to create 60 million or so statutes and codes and regulations that we're all expected to know and abide by, which is, it's completely ludicrous. No one can possibly know the law. And with the way it changes on a daily basis, no one can anticipate what the law will be in the future.
And these laws have a particular flavor that is not so new. It's actually based on an older body of law, a much older body of law. And it emanates really from Babylonian Talmudic law.
Right.
This is the type of law that is modern.
The merchant law, I believe, originates in Exodus and in Hebrew law.
Yes. And, of course, what I'm referring to is really communitarian law.
Right. And you're right. Its roots can be traced to the Talmud.
And then, too, you know, there is Nicky Rapana discovered a link to something called Communitarian-Ra, R-A.
Communitarian-Ra, huh?
Communitarian-Ra. And actually a word of art that was employed for a system of government that revolved around the deity, the Egyptian and Babylonian deity Ra. And don't forget, too...
Is this referring to Amun-Ra?
Well, I can't say. I can't speak to any of that with any degree.
It's my understanding that, you know, the country of Israel is the combination of
ISIS,
Amun-Ra, and
Elohim.
Ra-El, I believe.
Yeah, Elohim,
of course. Israel. So
yes.
Israel is the word that comes from, again, ISIS, Amun-Ra, and Ra-El.
Right. So what we really have is a unbroken line of control for some 3,000 years during the time of the New Testament being written. We can trace it from the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the Essenes, their neighbors, and so on and so forth. But yes, there's been a lot of historical misinformation and disinformation that's been inserted into the so-called public record. And as you know, when we look at masonry, and then today we have such a thing as lines like on a need-to-know basis. In other words, everybody is compartmentalized with certain bits and pieses of the whole picture.
Right.
You know,
so top-down control is you know, managed without the actual participants' willingness in it, you know, and I think they refer to this as, idiots and dupes, you know, have their purposes.
Yes. But be that as it may, since the founding of the Fabian Society, they were one of the central think tanks. Cecil Rhodes was heavily involved in these roundtable groups. Basically, these were just parlor groups, what we called secret societies. It wasn't so much that they were secret as that they were exclusive. You know, to small groups that were close to the... they became the philosopher kings who advised those who had the ability to pay them or provide them patronage, whether it be the king or queen of England or a wealthy merchant, a wealthy landowner, a banker. And so after a while, these people became thick as thieves. And they were constantly plotting for how they could increase their wealth and their influence.
And we can see that this unholy marriage still works today, you know, because, you know, communism, totalitarianism depends on monopoly. And in this country, all monopoly is rooted in legislation. So all you need to do is buy a congressman to give you a monopoly or a cartel.
Yep.
We've got to go back to break. Thanks for your help, Lark, and all your information. After the break, going to tune in with Jim in Missouri. And you're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, ladies. Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. We're talking about communitarianism today. We're talking about the Municipal League and how they've sent in their facilitators to your municipal government in your local city, how these facilitators have gathered consensus to pass more and more bills of attainder, laws that are designed to steal from the citizens. I've got a whole list of callers here, Holden. Jim in Missouri. Jim, are you with me?
Bill, can you hear me okay?
Oh, you sound great, Jim.
Well, it's a very interesting conversation that you have with Lark. You know, there's so much. I've been studying all this for about 20 years, and there's just no end to it. No end to it. One of the things that I find kind of it's almost humorous in a way, but you know, we're expected to know the law, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. You know what? Next time you go to court, why don't you bring in all of the United States Code and say, "Could somebody explain this to me?"
Well, first of all, you'd need a forklift to bring it in.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, just the agreement on, or the general agreement on trade and tariffs, it's my understanding from the World Trade Organization, is 120,000 pages or so.
Oh, yeah, but we're expected to know that. And
the Internal Revenue Code is another 7,000 pages or so. You know, again, there's 60 million... And I hesitate to call them laws. their statutes, their codes, and their regulations, but they're not lawful. You know, you cannot pass a law that makes it legal to murder. I don't care what you call it. Oh, a police action. Oh, it's a police action. It's not murder. Oh, it's an abortion. It's not murder. I mean, come on.
I mean, if the average person would just take a few minutes to just think about this stuff, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Oh, it's absolutely out of this world.
Think about this now. I want to take a different spin because you were talking about money. Okay?
The lack thereof. There is no money.
Okay. Okay.
Promissory notes do not fall in that category.
Okay. Backed by the full faith and credit of the United States. What's the United States?
It's a municipal, federally chartered corporation.
It's a fiction.
Yes.
It is a fiction.
Absolutely.
So what is backing the credit of the United States? Well, it's the people.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Your pledge to pay the debt.
We're not, that's the way that they want to spin it.
No, they don't want anybody to know that. They don't want anybody to know that they've taken your God-given unalienable rights and converted them into privileges.
Exactly.
They can take any time they want.
Exactly.
All they got to do is make a new rule.
You know, it's really interesting when you really get down to it, how absurd the whole thing is.
It is, isn't it?
It's absolutely the same way. I mean, who in their right mind would ever agree to anything like this?
Oh, you know, what's interesting to me is that since they've done this, you know, they've made everything commercial law or contract law or the law of merchant or whatever you want to call it. And, of course, you know, part of that is that, you know, there's four parts to a legally binding contract. And, you know, those four parts are full disclosure, equal consideration under the law, lawful terms and conditions, and the signature of all parties. Well, when they steal your God-given rights, you know, the signature of all parties aren't there. The conditions and terms aren't lawful. It imposes a condition of involuntary servitude, which is against the supreme law of the land. The Constitution says right there, you cannot, without full disclosure, impose a condition of involuntary servitude. There was no consideration given for this theft, so, of course, that makes it, and there was no full disclosure. So on all four counts, we don't have a legal contract. And yet it's presumed that every single American wanted this.
Well, okay, let's take a regular mortgage or deed of trust. Now, all the listeners, go look at your deed of trust or your mortgage. You're the only one that signed that. Maybe you and your wife. The bank didn't sign it.
That's because the bank can't sign it with full commercial liability because it's fraud, because they're offering no consideration for the contract.
Well, actually, the consideration is the promissory note. It's your signature.
Absolutely.
That's
our consideration, but where's the bank's consideration? What does the bank provide us with?
They don't. All they are is a vehicle.
They open an account and they put a number on a computer in the account.
And you got to work 30 years of your life slaving away to pay that off.
But think about this. In order to pay off a $100,000 note over 30 years, it's going to cost $360,000. In order for you to work and get that $360,000, someone else has to borrow it into existence.
Exactly.
We've got to go back to break. It's an exponential system that ends in default. You're listening to The Truth on Positively Unconstitutional.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What one man can do, another man can do. If your master is the Christ, if you are an attempting servant of your master, the Christ, go to freedom-school.com. Link to Jerry F. Kirk only. Nothing sold, nothing charged, and you may not make any monetary donations to this man coming out of Babylon. How one man is doing it. Thank you.
The Royal Berkey Water Purifier is perfect for a mid-sized family. Purified water for drinking, cooking, and other needs. The Royal Berkey can expand to use four black Berkey elements, which can purify up to 8 gallons per hour. Give RBN a call today. Your family deserves to drink clean, purified water. For the best tasting water available, call 800-724-2719. Again, that's 800-724-2719.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. We're speaking with Jim in Missouri. And Jim, yeah, it's absolutely incredible what the powers that be in the world have been able to get away with.
Well, Phil, you know, we can talk about all these different things that have gone on through history, and, you know, we all need to be students of it. But I think that we're at the point right now where we have to concentrate on solution. What's the solution? And I really think that we're to that point right now. I don't know if you're familiar with the Articles of Freedom that the We the People group put out, or there's another group that's come out with this Restore America plan. But something has to be done, and you know, I find it kind of curious. You're talking about collectivism, but in a sense, the people have to come together and say enough's enough.
Well, millions of individuals have to agree on, you know, the fact that the problem is the state. The state is the problem. And until we can agree on that, then we're not going to have any positive movement. The state
is
so organized that they've been able to, you know, divide and conquer. You know, they give us all these arguments about all this stuff that, you know, it's important, but when we go back to the root of the problem, you know, they're telling you one thing and doing the exact opposite the whole time. You know, it's a big ruse. It's just an incredible fraud.
Oh, no. I understand that. But, you know, I don't think that it's so much to point the finger at the state, because who's the state? It's us.
Well, who is the state? I don't agree with that. The individuals in this country are not represented by their elected officials. And the fact of the matter is that the Congress is inconsequential. The President of the United States, you know, who claims to be the Commander-in-Chief, well, if you know the Constitution and how it works, you'll know that it's a five-step process to become the Commander-in-Chief, and that process starts with a declaration of war by the Congress. So how is it that every president since 1932 has been the Commander-in-Chief, and since 1945 we haven't had a declaration of war?
Well,
the answer is that the International Monetary Fund and the president declare war. The United Nations and the president declare war. The ruling body of this country is unelected officials at the United Nations. They are the receivers. They're the trustee of the bankruptcy. We are not being represented by elected officials.
I know.
We pay taxes to the International Monetary Fund, who's a group of non-elected officials. All your money goes to the international bankers.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I can tell you how absurd it is. I was involved in a court case that I was handling on my own, and interesting enough, I had come across some information that I utilized in Black's Fourth Edition, Black's Law Dictionary. Definition of a court is the person and suite of the sovereign.
It's his front room, absolutely. The king's front room.
So, who's the sovereign? So, you know, you can go back to Chisholm versus Georgia, and there's numerous Supreme Court cases that recognize that we the people are the sovereigns. So, I held a judge in contempt of my court.
Funny how that works, isn't it?
Well, now this is very interesting. Obviously, I don't have the guns to back me. You know, I don't have the sheriffs and the police department to back me.
Right.
Unfortunately, so I couldn't get anything done. So I sent a formal complaint to the Missouri Attorney General over this.
Right.
I got a letter back. You know what he said?
I have no idea.
This is a private matter between you and the judge. Well, what does that mean? What, do I have to go call him out? I mean, you know, where's my remedy? I mean, I was just dumbfounded. I was like, what do you mean?
Your remedy is in the commercial code. And what you have to understand is that in 1932-33, the United States Corporation declared bankruptcy.
I understand.
Bankruptcy court was accepted in 1938. Since that time, we've been working under the War Powers Act. We've been in a crisis for the last 70-some years, and we've been, you know, under the receivers in the bankruptcy. And, of course, that's the way they want it.
I'm of the belief that it actually started in the 1860s.
The drive definitely started in the 60s.
When the southern states walked out and said, no, we're not doing this, we didn't have enough representatives and senators to do anything.
Now who are you saying we? I don't understand.
Well, I mean, there wasn't, what's the term called, there wasn't a quorum. There could be no quorum because there wasn't enough representatives and senators to pass anything.
Gotcha.
okay? There wasn't a quorum there. Everything that's happened since the Civil War, we've been under emergency rule since Lincoln.
And you know, you're right. A lot of this happened directly after the Civil War. As I mentioned earlier, in 1866, you know, they were already planning for the central bank to take over. Otherwise, why would they have formed this new class of citizen?
Right.
They formed the new class of citizens specifically so that they could form these other institutions and tax them. And this is exactly what's happening with the one world government, is that the one world government is out there making plans how they're going to tax every citizen on the planet for using, you know, CO2, for burning, you know, fossil fuels. They're going to tax everybody for the war on drugs. They're going to tax everybody for the war on terrorism. They're going to tax everybody, you know, for health care. They're going to tax everybody for, you know, again, it's all these unseen, you know, abstractions out there where, you know, unelected officials can tax us.
Well, to me, the most revealing thing that should be able to convince anybody of what's going on is David Rockefeller in his book. I can't remember the name of the book.
It was his memoirs, yeah.
But he came right out and said, and he congratulated and thanked the media.
For keeping the secret.
For keeping the secret.
We would never have been able to accomplish what we've accomplished if the media hadn't kept the secret of what we were doing. And if I'm accused of forming a one world government, well, I admit to that, and I'm proud to say that, you know, I believe that's the best way to go.
No, exactly what I'm talking about. But isn't that the most revealing thing? I mean, do you understand cognitive dissonance?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, that's where 99.9% of this country sits. Hey, it's so blatant. It's so horrific that the majority of people they can't deal with it mentally.
They're in denial. They're in that stage of denial where, you know, they're denying they have a problem. There is problem. We can just make a vote and, you know, a new guy will go in there and fix it.
Well, you know, I understand it. You know, my mother and father, I have revealed all this information, well, not all of it, but enough to them. But, you know, when I put myself into their shoes and I sit there and I think, oh my gosh, if I was them, and somebody confronted me, especially a person from my family confronted me and said, your whole life has been a lie. How do you deal with that?
Well, you know, and I'm in the same situation. You know, I was never politically involved until this past I'm sorry about that. I was never involved in politics until this last presidential election. And, you know, once I heard some of the things that were said, I started out and went and did some research. And, oh, my goodness, it's just opened my eyes. And I think, you know, how could I have been so ignorant my whole life?
Well, you know, the past 20 years I've spent basically doing legal research and historical research and stuff. And I got involved in the political process for the first time in the last election myself. And I was shocked. I'll tell you a funny story. I started up the 29th Ron Paul Meetup Group.
Okay.
And I did it on a whim just to see what, you know, what would happen.
Mm-hmm.
I set up a meeting, and my first meeting there was Three guys showed up that were libertarians.
Right.
And we had a nice discussion. It was really incredible that we all knew so much. And we had people to share it with. And then the next meeting, it got bigger, and it got bigger, and it got bigger. But the funniest thing was, I mean, I didn't even know what a caucus was. I mean, because you're not taught that.
Of course, you're not taught any of this stuff in school because, frankly, they don't want you to know. Because if you know the law, then you can discern the fraud. They're not living to the rules.
Here's the funny thing. You know, we had these plans. We're going to go into this caucus and we're going to take it over. You know, I mean, it wasn't in a bad way, but we wanted our voices heard. Mm-hmm. So here I come. I've never been to a caucus in my life. Didn't even know what it was. I walk into this thing, you know, just blind. I'm a greenhorn, and I no more get through the door, and this person comes up to me and says, "Are you so-and-so?" And I said, "Yeah." And they said, "We understand what you're doing here." And, I mean, they were attacking me.
Sure.
And I was like, what is going on? I mean, I was shocked.
And I had a very similar experience after the primaries in the last election, that we went to the caucus after the polls closed. And, the existing people that were running the polling place, you know, immediately jumped up and elected themselves and, passed a motion to make this guy the chairperson. And wham, bang, thank you, man. You know, they had it done. They had control of the caucus.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't get a word in edgewise. You know, the libertarians and the Ron Paul people that were there had a majority. But because, you know, we didn't know the procedure, we weren't familiar with the caucusing procedure, they immediately took control and our votes were lost.
That wasn't Nueces County, was it?
No, I'm here in Dallas County.
Okay. Well, I don't know if you ever heard that.
I have heard the tape from Nueces County, and it was absolutely unbelievable. They just disregarded the people in the audience and just did what the heck they wanted to do. Completely against any kind of decorum or any kind of rules of procedure.
Well, you know, I listened to that, and to tell you the truth, I was really fearful because I was expecting to hear gunshots. I was totally floored by what happened there. And I was really surprised that there wasn't gunshots.
Well, anybody who's been to war, anybody who's been in a war understands that, you know, it's best to use, you know, every possible legal, lawful, peaceful means to solve any dispute before you pull out the gun. But, you know, I'm not sure that time is still ahead of us. You know, that time may be behind us already. And, you know, there will be no stopping the one world government without use of force.
I think that there's still enough good people in this country if they just sit down and, I mean, because most people are good people. And if they realize that they just came together.
The problem is that 87% of people get their news from the mainstream media.
I know.
And that the mainstream media is totally in bed with the Congress and the Federal Reserve on whitewashing the facts. And since the majority of people get their information from the propaganda machine, that's what I call the mainstream media, then, you know, even though they're good people, you know, they're letting the bad people, the evil people, have their way because they're believing, the story that's coming out of the media. And, I mean, this has been going on for years and years. We've been brainwashed that we live in a republic. And, you turn on the news and everything's democracy, democracy, democracy.
Don't you find that interesting?
Well, I mean, it's clear to me what's happened. They've changed the form of government illegally. They did it with an ex post facto law that set up a federally chartered municipal corporation in the form of a trust. And, of course, the Constitution says there shall be no ex post facto laws. It guarantees us a Republican form of government. And so, clearly what they've done is illegal. And yet, where's the outrage? You know, there's no outrage, then the evil people can do what they want. You made some comments earlier about, you know, what's been written in history. You know, the winners write the history, and they whitewash the facts any way they can to keep themselves in power.
Bill, have you ever read any of Lysander Spooner?
No, I've recently heard come across that name in some of the things I've read, but no, I've never read any Lysander.
Well, he wrote a treatise. It's called The Constitution of No Authority.
Hold that thought, Jim. We've got to go back to break here. Man, these 2 hours have really run fast. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
How would you like to save up to $1,000 on your grocery bills? TDMS Marketing Research is conducting a special consumer spending study in your area. Call today and receive a certificate for $1,000 worth of grocery discounts and coupons. Then choose the coupons you want from hundreds of name brand groceries, personal and household items, and redeem them in supermarkets. TDMS has done the coupon clipping for you, so you save time and money. To receive your certificate for $1,000 of grocery discounts and coupons, you just pay a small processing fee of only $2.95. Fill your shopping cart while saving money. This is a limited time offer, so don't delay. Some restrictions apply. Call toll-free 1-877-303-1622 now to get up to $1,000 worth of grocery discounts and coupons for just $2.95. Call 1-877-303-1622. That's 1-877-303-1622. Call now 1-877-303-1622.
Welcome back. We've been talking with our caller, Jim, in Missouri. And, Jim, you just brought up Lysander Spooner. Are you with me, Jim?
Yeah, I'll put it in a nutshell. It's been, I don't know, 15, 16 years probably since I've read it. But the Constitution is nothing but a contract. Correct?
Absolutely. It's your contract with your nation.
It's a contract. Did you sign that contract?
I did not sign that contract.
Okay, so what authority does it have over you or me? How about that? That's Lysander Spooner.
Right. And I'm looking at the first page of his book here. It says, the Constitution has no inherent authority or obligation. It has no authority or obligation at all. Lust is a contract between man and man. And it does not so much as even purport to be a contract between persons now existing. It purports, at most, to be only a contract between persons living 80 years ago, and it can be supposed to have been a contract then only between persons who had already come to years of discretion. And he goes on and on to say that you're not a party to the Constitution. And this is, you know, one of the points that I've tried to make to people is, you know, they think that they can go into court and say the Constitution says this and the Constitution says that. And if you go into court and you, you know, espouse your opinions, the court's going to throw you out on your ear. And you're going to lose.
Yeah, you know.
So whenever you testify in court, you have to say that I've learned, and use the term learned. I've learned by reading. I've learned this. I've learned that. If you say, I think this, I think that, this says this, this says that, then your testimony is going to be thrown out. You have to always say that I've learned things in court. And those of us that, you know, understand the law, understand that everything is a contract. And everything is an offer. And as long as you accept the offer or conditionally accept the offer, you're always in honor. But any time that you reject the offer or any time that you argue about the offer, then you're in dishonor and you'll lose in court.
So you're of the belief that everything's commercial.
That's correct. The Uniform Commercial Code is in effect in the United States today. And you wanted to talk about remedies, and I want to get back to that remedy. What's happened to you is that the state has declared bankruptcy. The individuals in the state haven't declared bankruptcy. But upon your birth, you're registered, and you're bonded, and you're placed as a surety, which means that you're now the debtor responsible for the bankrupt corporation's debts. So how did you go from being born a U.S. national citizen, a sovereign, a creditor of the nation, to being registered a bonded surety, debtor, guarantor, to pay back the debt of the nation? How did that happen magically? Can you answer that for me, Jim?
Hey.
That's the fraud that is the basis of our society.
Well,
of course, when the IRS comes in, they say, well, we presume that you wanted to be a citizen of the United States, and so we registered your birth certificate.
Yeah.
And we sent you a Social Security card to make sure that you were an employee of the federal United States so you could pay into the insurance trust fund for your retirement. Because, you know, you can't pay into the trust fund unless you're an employee.
Jim, but we're out of time.
The 2 hours has just flown by. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional. Stay tuned for Todd McGreevy and Common Sense Revisited in the upcoming hour on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
With recent internet